You're listening to a 630 WPRO.com podcast brought to you by Atlantic Paper. Call 800-613-0950 or visit AtlanticPaper.com to find out how the Atlantic Advantage can make your life easier.
To the Newsmaker line we go. Mike Stenhouse is the executive director of the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity with his Freedom Index. Mike, good afternoon.
I, too, love the fog hat. Great one.
Freedom Index.
Yep.
What the hell is it?
Well, you got to remember there's a method to our madness. We believe freedom is tied to prosperity, that when we lose freedoms, we lose our chance of prosperity. So there's a reason we focused on this, that we talked earlier this year about the horrible report card we put out for Rhode Island. Well, this Freedom Index of this year's General Assembly shows how you get to all those F's and D's, just constantly, persistently eroding a little bit at a time. And this year's General Assembly, with its overall negative score of 25 point whatever, shows that it eroded our economic, educational, and individual freedoms this year. And we just keep doing it every year.
Okay, well, you're already making some assumptions that people know that the General Assembly scored minus 25. You've got something here that I think you need to market as a concept. I don't know whether it will fly. I don't know whether your freedom assessment matches the constituents' freedom assessment, but at least you could put a couple of concepts together. And before we talk about what rings the register for a Freedom Index, what exactly are the metrics here? If somebody scores a what, they're cool. If they're not, whatever. Tell me about the math.
Sure. First of all, what we did was evaluate bills. In the end, how legislators voted is how they voted. We looked at bills that had some impact on tax, some level of freedom, economic, individual, educational, you know, whether it's enhanced or not, labor versus private, all that kind of stuff. So there were about 96 of those bills. Then we gave them either a positive, anything from a positive 3 to a negative 3, both on whether they upheld some level of principle of freedom or undermined it. If they undermined it, it got a negative score. And then we worked with a peer group. We actually worked with some, you know, people we know who like-minded, just to make sure we were thinking right, and we came up with a weighting for each bill. And then it was simple math after that. Then we just gave every legislator a 1 if they voted for a bill, a negative 1 if they voted against it. So if there was a bad bill and you voted against it, it would be a negative times a negative. You get a positive score, and vice versa. So you got two factors, the weighting of the bill and how the legislator voted. And then we just total them all up. And if you ended up with a negative score, it meant that you tended to vote to undermine freedom. If you had a positive score, you tended to vote to uphold freedom.
So if you have a 0 freedom rating, you're what?
Your positive votes probably balanced out your negative votes.
Okay. I would imagine that this has the chance to really resonate in the state if you guys are able to sell this properly. I'm guessing that one of the things you hope to envision, Mike, is when a candidate is knocking on somebody's door and that person opens the door and they start talking stuff, that the homeowner will say to the candidate walking the street, "Hey, what's your freedom rating?" Right?
Well, something like that. This clearly is a transparency tool. This is just an insight and as objective as we can, obviously from our perspective, a tool for citizens, candidates, whoever, media want to use to evaluate, one way to evaluate the body of work of a legislator. So if campaigns want to use it, if citizens want to use it for that purpose, they can. If it's just for general wonky discussions, we can use it for that. But we've already had a tremendous response from taxpayer groups. Many campaigns have called us. Can we use this? Can we do a press release on it? I said, you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, well, the only people that are looking to use it are the ones that have a positive number, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
or who are supporters of somebody with a positive number.
Well, it's
right.
Interesting because nobody, it's a fair, this is actually, I'm not even sure you get how cool this is because there's a chance that this could be a resonating conversation, an easy, for lack of a better term, litmus test and or number assessed to a concept that everybody can agree to. What is interesting, I think, is how people define freedom. So you can go ahead and own the concept of freedom, and you can be the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity and kind of corner the market on a freedom index. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody buys into your criteria. So let's do this. For a couple of minutes, tell me, give me an example of government work, legislation, bill that is pure freedom and one that is absolutely no freedom.
All right. Well, first of all, let me start with the negative. So what we see here is there's a lot of bills have good intent, right? They're meant to help a certain constituency or something like that, elderly, whoever it is. And in the end, all they're really doing is hurting the economy, creating a barrier for somebody else, because that money, that regulation has, you know, impacts behavior. So we can look at, something like it's a nice idea to have a visitor center in the state house, right? But it costs money, and it means you're going to have to keep taxes high. They've got a bill in here that forbids employers to basically tells them how they can or can't distribute tips for their waiter. You know, the free market can figure that stuff out. We don't need bills for that. It all sounds good. You want to be fair about this stuff. But in the end, you're just getting in the way. Government does not need to be in some of these areas. On a positive side, I think probably the ones that are probably the most positive were what I would say, a lot of the pension reforms. One of the interesting findings in this whole study is that labor actually came up as a positive. Issues related to labor came out positive.
I don't know what you mean. Explain.
Well, where you would think that if labor won a lot of battles, we would do that as a negative, and we would if there was more intrusive, more capitulation to negotiating rights or whatever for labor. But in this particular session, largely because many of the bigger bills were killed before they ever got to the floor, but for the ones that were actually voted on, and remember, this index is only on the floor that actually received the floor vote. Now, a lot of bills never made it to the floor. But for labor, for instance, there were a lot of pension bills, a lot of common sense pension things, moving like Middletown and Cranston into a defined contribution versus a defined benefit. So there were things to expect. Positive labor score in this index was unusual. We didn't expect to see that, but it was there because there were just some common sense things that were done on the heels of labor reform.
All right, we're talking about Mike Stenhouse.
Pension reform, I mean.
Mike Stenhouse, who runs the Freedom and Prosperity Foundation here. It's the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Bottom line here is that I think you got a tiger by the tail. I think you got something that could resonate. What I'm going to do when I bid you adieu, Mike, is I'm going to turn to the listeners and ask them, what do they define as freedom? What kind of stuff do they think has hurt their freedom? What kind of stuff is added to their freedom? And see if it resonates. I think it's a resonating question. What's interesting to me is that you have ranked all the current legislators in this vote score and freedom index.
Yep.
And the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, the first 14 high scorers are all Republicans. And the high scorer is Doreen Costa, who, by the way, works here at Cumulus Broadcasting. Dan Gordon, who is perceived by many as a complete irresponsible gadfly. And then Mr. Newberry, who is the minority leader, and then it's Chippendale and Watson and Trillo and Kettle. You can't find a Democrat to about 15 deep, and that's Peter Palumbo out of Cranston, and he's got just a minus 1.3 or 1.2 index. So tell me about your nonpartisan perspective in as a think tank and having a freedom rating that can't find a Democrat until deep into the pile.
Well, first of all, we're going to keep doing this every year, because we think accountability and transparency is important. And I got to thank Justin Cass for the enormous amount of work. Okay, like I said, the first thing we did, the only judgments we made were on bills. At that point, we had no idea who voted for what. All we did was we spent, I would say, other than organizing the data, we spent 90% of our time figuring out, making judgments on the bills themselves. And then how people voted were just how people voted, and the scores just came out the way the scores came out. So there was no preconceived notion of who we wanted to come out on top. We spent all our intellectual capital figuring out how to rate the bills, and the votes were just the votes.
Interesting. All right, well, you know, so what is your, other than the press release that you put out, are you getting any stroke on this across the media world here? I was hoping that I would see in the papers today some kind of, you know, no one's picking up on this yet. This is,
yeah, the Providence, well, we Providence Business News, Go Local, the Journal has been ignoring us for months. I don't think they like our agenda very much. But our coalition out there, the groups, like I said, we've had a tremendous response. We've never seen so many tweets retweeted and Facebook posts shared and calls and emails. Oh, this is great. I can't wait to do something with it. I mean, we've gotten by far the biggest response from the grassroots that we've seen on anything we've done since we've been in existence on this.
All right. Well, it's fascinating. Mike, thanks for the time. I'm going to ask people what they think about this freedom thing. Mike, thank you. The Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Freedom is a power word, man. It's a power word. So let me ask you, can you visualize a resonating freedom ranking out there where you can say, you know what, I'm not voting for you this time. You know why? Because your freedom rank sucks. you're taking away my freedom, man. So that's question number one. Question number two is, what enhances your freedom and what takes away from your freedom? And do you even think about your freedom anymore? You're next at 438-WPRO. You're a free person. You got free speech. Use it.